Setting the record straight. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change towards Russia.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland yesterday while referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The president said that man cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
The ambassador speaking to Fox News Sunday. The president of France is also distancing himself from the comment. Emmanuel Macron said in part, "I wouldn't use those terms." Macron and his Russian counterpart are due to speak by phone today or tomorrow. On the ground, another plea from Ukraine's president for heavier weapons.
Ukraine can't shoot down Russian missiles with shotguns, machine guns, of which there are too many in the supplies. It's impossible to unblock Mariupol without a sufficient number of tanks, other armored vehicles, and especially without jets.
Volodymyr Zelensky in a video address. Another pressing foreign policy issue, the Iran nuclear deal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East, where Arab states and Israel are alarmed that the U.S. could rejoin the accord. They're especially concerned the U.S. could remove Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps from its foreign terror list.
Their proxy, the Houthis, just this weekend carried out a horrific attack on Saudi Arabia. I hope the United States will hear the concerned voices from the region, Israel's and others.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in Jerusalem. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A famous musician who died while on tour in South America had a number of drugs in his system, at least 10. That's according to preliminary toxicology reports. Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for the Foo Fighters, was found dead in his hotel room Friday night. Officials in Colombia say marijuana, opioids, and antidepressants were among the substances found in his urine. A man who wanted to be the governor of Maine twice is charged with possessing child pornography.
Two-time Maine gubernatorial candidate Elliot Cutler was arrested for possession of child pornography 2 days after search warrants were executed on his two homes in the state. Cutler was arrested at the home he and his wife share in Brooklyn, Maine. He was booked into the Hancock County Jail with bail set at $50,000. Cutler also resigned the same day from the Lerner Foundation's board of directors for personal reasons. The arrest following a two-month investigation was a shock in Maine, where Cutler is a well-known political figure and wealthy environmental attorney. The 75-year-old ran for governor twice as an independent and used his personal wealth to bankroll both campaigns. He was charged with 4 counts of possession of sexually explicit material of a child under 12. Each carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
March Madness is almost down to the final four.
Will Cinderella keep on dancing? That's the question for 15-seed St. Peter's, making history on Friday as the first 15-seed to reach the Elite Eight. The Peacocks now look to advance to the men's Final Four, taking on another underdog in 8-seed North Carolina. UNC looking to reach the national semifinal for the 21st time in program history. Not the only underdogs in action this afternoon, as 10-seed Miami in their first Elite Eight appearance will be going up against the last 1-seed standing in the men's bracket, Kansas. The Jayhawks will try to punch their ticket to New Orleans and score the program's 16th trip to the Final Four.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, already earning a spot, Duke and Villanova. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.